Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Robin.
Hi, this is Gloria Loring on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Marcia Mason, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Robin Strasser on Stardish. Let's dish.
Hey, this is Katarina Graham from the Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back to Stardish Radio. I am Brandon again. I'm not Joanne. She's still feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'm filling in again right here on Stardish, and I'm thrilled to be doing so. My guest is calling in at 10 past the hour, so I'm just going to mug for a bit and kill a little bit of time and tell you about Joanne's show and my show. My show is Brandon's Buzz. I'm sure most of you listening know that by now. I'm a regular here at Stardish, so... let me tell you quickly about my show. You can find my show at blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz. It's called Brandon's Buzz. I had a show this week with the fabulous Connie Passalacqua-Heyman, Marlena Delacroix herself. She wrote Critical Condition in Soap Opera Weekly for years and years, and she was on the show for the sixth time this past week talking about the end of As the World Turns, and we had a great conversation. It was about an hour long. And I air that on Tuesday. You can find me, again, at blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz. You can also find me at my blog, brandonsbuzz.com. There's a full radio archive there at that website. And you can also find me and Joanne both on iTunes. If you just type in Brandon's Buzz in the iTunes Music Store search box, you can find me. If you type in Stardish, you can find her. You just scroll down to the podcast section, click on both of our logos, whichever one you're looking for, or both of us if you're interested in both of us. And you can download each and every individual past episode from iTunes of our shows as podcasts. I have about 66 or 67 available on iTunes, and Joanne has well over 200. It's pretty amazing the way they archive all these shows, and you can listen to all of them, you can download all of them, and then you can have them forever. And it's really like I said, it's really a great archive. Again, that's at iTunes for both of us. I'm very excited about today's show here on Stardish. Chatting with Emmy winner Kim Zimmer at 10 past the hour. She's calling in, and we have about 8 or 10 minutes with her. She's doing several interviews this morning, and we got lucky enough to get one of them, and I'm thrilled to be doing that. So, again, that's in about 7 or 8 minutes she'll be calling in. Let's see. Let's play a few promos here and just give you a sense of if you are a first-time listener listening to this show for the very first time and, you know, you're not quite up to speed on what's going on here, Joanne has all kinds of people in here. I mean, it's really a great show that she puts together, and I'm thrilled that she's letting me have the reins for the morning. I don't know. Let's just get a sense of who's been on this show and what kind of guests that she attracts.
This is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hi, guys. This is Denise Bassey, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stouse, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, I'm Jasmine Guy. You may know me as Tatuba on Stardish Radio.
This is Lisa Lo Cicero, Olivia Falconeri from General Hospital.
And Brandon Barash, Johnny Zaccaro from General Hospital.
And hi, this is Megan Ward, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Gloria Loring on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Marcia Mason, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
Hey, this is Scott Clifton, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Tyler Christopher, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is William Sanderson on Stardish Radio.
You ready? Hey, all you show fans, this is Tika Sumter, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening. Get all your dish right here.
Hey, yo, this is Big Bad Brian DeTillo on Stardish Radio, giving up the dish and claiming myself as one heck of a star.
So that's just a taste of, you know, Joanne's kind of clientele, as it were. She's had... Let's see if I can find out how many she's had. I can't even see right off the top of my information how many episodes she's had, but it's well over 200, if I'm not mistaken. And as I said, I've had 66 on my show, Brandon's Buzz, and you can find us. We're both on Twitter. We're both on Facebook. You can Google the words Brandon's Buzz and Stardish Radio, and you know, find any number of things that point you in our direction. And as I always say on my show, we appreciate you guys coming in our directions. I want to tell you quickly about what's coming up on my show, Brandon's Buzz. I taped in a chat earlier this week with former Falcon Crest star David Selby. He was on Dark Shadows 100 years ago. And, of course, he was famous during the 80s as Richard Channing on Falcon Crest. And he'll be coming on my show. I'll probably be airing that next week. I chatted with him a couple days ago. He's in this new film, The Social Network, about the founding of Facebook. We had a great conversation. I'm still in the process of editing it. And as I said, we'll be talking about that, or I'll be airing that on Tuesday. It looks like my guest has called in here, so let me tell you all about her. You know, my guest this morning, she doesn't need an introduction, but pardon me while I give her one anyhow. A four-time Emmy-winning legend for her role as Reva Shane Lewis, Lewis Spalding, Lewis Winslow Cooper, Lewis O'Neill, and I may well have missed a Lewis in there somewhere, on the much-loved, much-missed CBS soap Guiding Light. She's roaring back on the daytime scene this week with a much-anticipated return to One Life to Live, the soap that, by her own admission, fired her in 1983, making it possible for her to land the role that would end up making her a daytime icon. She is a brutally frank, brilliantly talented force of nature, and she might kill me for saying that I've literally been a fan of her work and her talent my entire life, and I can't wait to have this chat today with the amazing, the magnificent Kim Zimmer.
Who is this? Oh, my God. I need you to write all of my publicity. You are amazing. That introduction was unbelievable.
Well, my darling, you are unbelievable. You deserve that and so much more. How are you doing?
You're a sweetheart.
So
hello?
This is a phenomenally stupid question, especially to start out with, but I introduced you as a legend, which you most certainly are. But, I'm wondering if you feel like a legend. I mean, when you analyze your work and your talent as clinically and objectively as is possible, what do you see?
Well, I don't necessarily consider myself a legend. I consider the character of Reva Shane a legend. I'm just the actress that played the part, and I want to go on and do other work and hopefully become a legend in another genre at my young age.
You know what's funny? You did a smashing guest on Designing Women, good Lord, 20 years ago, I guess, and
it was longer than that, doll.
That season was just released on DVD last week, and that's my favorite show of all time. I love that
show. Oh, I didn't know that. Great.
And so I've been watching that season this past week, and I watched yours a couple days ago, and wow, what an amazing cast you got to play with there.
Yeah, it was a terrific time for me. It was they treated me very well because they were kind of testing me out to see if there was a possibility that they were going to create a show around Hal Holbrook, Dixie Carter's husband at the time.
Uh-huh.
And they were looking at me to play a May-December romance with him in this new pilot that ended up being something else with Burt Reynolds and Mary Lou Henner, I think.
Sure, the Great Evening Shade, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And Hal was kind of ended up being a secondary character in that as well. So that it
gotcha.
Never came to fruition for me, but that was okay because I had my life at GL. So
absolutely. You know, the last 2 years of Guiding Light, speaking of that, it was kind of like guerrilla television in many ways. And I'm wondering if the bizarre working conditions ever made you, did they make you doubt what you were capable of as an actress, or did they reinforce your confidence in what you could do?
Oh, they reinforced the confidence level. As miserable as all of that was, it strengthened all of us as a cast and a crew together.
Sure.
You know, we had a lot of giggles during that time. There were a lot of giggles and a lot of bad language.
How else are you going to get through it?
Pardon me?
I said, how else are you going to get through it?
Well, exactly. Humor carried us through all of that. So,
you know, my understanding is that One Life is a streamlined, well-oiled machine, and that
for
anything
is seen. Oh, it's so nice to be back to that. I mean, my first day, they stopped a scene that we were doing to do it over again, and I said, oh, was it something I did? And they said, no, we just want to improve the lighting. And I was like, oh, my God! This is fantastic!
Coming from the end of GL, where you guys were running around parks and fields and chasing sunlight and dodging traffic, how was it working on a show of this expertly produced caliber again, with real cameras and real sets and real everything?
Oh, it's like being back in 1980. You know, I feel like I've been thrown back into the golden era of daytime television, which I thought I'd never see again. As far as all of the soaps, you know, there was a time when they were talking about what we were doing at Guiding Light as the new formula to keep these shows on the air, but nobody bit. So
yeah.
Thankfully, nobody bit, you know, and there are still enough executive producers out there that want to make pretty pictures and want to give the fans the best possible quality of show that they can. Of course, as cheaply as they can, but still they haven't lowered themselves to the standards of producing
sure.
it on a wing and a prayer.
Absolutely.
You know?
Some people still understand that it really is all about escapism.
Right. Yeah.
And,
I used to always say that, today is not a Calgon take me away day. You know, when you're so cold you can't get the words out of your mouth when you're doing a love scene outside. You know, that happened a lot.
You know, people don't really watch these shows to see their real life on the screen. They have enough real life in their real life.
Absolutely. But dang, you hit the nail right on the head there.
You know, people are buzzing about this thing of can Landview possibly be big enough for Erica Slezak, Robin Strasser, and Kim Zimmer? And, you know, I kind of find that ridiculous because Springfield back in the day was big enough for Beverly McKenzie and Maeve Kincaid and Maureen Garrett and Kim Zimmer, but, you know.
Right.
What do you make of the silliness of people always trying to find trouble where there plainly is none?
Well, you know, I mean, that's where it's come to with the Internet and the freedom of speech on the Internet and the whole thing that, you know, you can put something out there and create, you know, chaos with one comment, and that's where they get their power, you know. So there's room for the three of us. We're all consummate actresses that love the idea of being challenged by each other. It's not a competition. You know, it's how can we pull the best performances out of each other to get it on the screen and thrill fans with it. You know, I'm sure there are fans of One Life to Live that don't even know who I am, who are fearful because of this four-time Emmy winner coming on and stealing airtime. But in reality, Frank Valentini, the executive producer, was wise in that he's hoping that it will stimulate storyline for the
sure.
other two women.
And as they say, high tide lifts all boats.
Yes. Right.
You know, the flip side is that the Wheel of Soaps guys did a countdown earlier this year of the 50 best daytime actresses ever. And, you know, Robin was number 5, Erica was number 3, and you were 2.
Right.
It's pretty incredible that you're all on the same show at the same time now.
I know. Isn't that wonderful? It was very funny. Yesterday in the makeup room, Hillary Bailey Smith walked in, and it was in sitting in the makeup room, the only people in there were me, Gina Tognoni, who's on the show now, has been for a while, Jessica Lachia, and Jerry Verdorn. And Hillary walked in and said, "Oh, my God, I've walked into the wrong makeup room." We're all from Guiding Light. That was pretty funny.
So your character, Echo di Savoy, what can you tell us about her exploits these days? What has this gal been up to in her time away, and what brings her back to Landview?
Well, she's coming back. Of course, she's broke. She has no money, so she comes back. Why she comes back to Landview to try to get a job is beyond me. I mean, I guess she's got that big of balls, you know, that she thinks Vicky's going to give her a job at the Banner because she had a job there before, you know. So it makes total sense. So she shows up on Vicky's doorstep, and who opens the door but Charlie Banks, who she had relations with in Atlantic City, which is where she's spent most of her time since leaving Landview.
Gotcha.
And she's still an international photographer. You know, that's supposedly, you know, what she's been doing with her time. But why she has no money is still a secret. I have no idea.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's still a lot of it that we haven't figured out. Maybe she's a gambler. You know, who knows.
And so I
or
think
maybe
you were...
she just, you know, is a big drinker. So I don't know what that part of the story is, but she does come back with a secret that could change the lives of a lot of people in Landview. So
gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
So I think you're working primarily with Brian and Erica.
In the beginning, but lately I've been doing a lot of stuff with Jerry Verdorn, and I do have wonderful scenes with Robin Strasser too. So, and I've been working with JP Levasseur, which has been great. And you know, I've been getting spread out. So, my byline is that nobody will let me in their front doors. A lot of my scenes are played in the door frames of people's front doors because everyone's afraid to let me in. So that's been a trip. I've gotten to know everybody's front doors very well.
Well, I just want to tell you before I let you go, I'm filling in quickly for a friend today on this show. I actually host my own show on the same network, and last year, just before Guiding Light ended, I managed to track down your old buddy Pam Long.
Oh, yes, I know, and I heard your interview with her.
You know, she came on my show to reminisce about the old days, and she told me a hilarious story about you two going out to dinner one night in New York, and that you were mad at her over something that Reva was doing, and she said you two ended up having a screaming match right there in the middle of the restaurant.
I know, and I actually pulled up your interview the other day because I wanted to make sure that she had the same story I had, because I'm writing about it in my book that is coming out in the spring. So you're a trip. And tell me your name again.
My name is Brandon Hensley.
Oh, you're Brandon. Yes.
Yes.
You have blog radio or something?
Uh-huh. It's a show called Brandon's Buzz. Sure.
Right. I know. And you're very good at what you do.
Well, I tell you what, I have loved you forever, and I would love to have you on my show sometime.
Absolutely. When Life Live gets rolling.
You know, it's absolutely been a thrill talking to you this morning, and I wish you the best of luck with this return to One Life to Live. It starts Friday.
Thank you. Friday, and then it picks up with a lot of juicy stuff on Monday. So those are two must-see days.
Well, I tell you what, I really wish you the best of luck with this. I hope it's everything you want it to be, and I hope you become a superstar all over again right here on you know, I hope lightning strikes twice in a lifetime.
Thank you so much, Brandon. I appreciate it.
You are the best, my dear.
Thank you. You are too.
Thank you. The magnificent Kim Zimmer, everybody, on Stardust Radio. Stardish in the can for September 30th, 2010. Again, Joanne will be back next time. I'm just filling in for her today. You can find my show at Brandon's Buzz, blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz, and you can find me at brandonsbuzz.com, my blog, and you can find us both at iTunes. If you're not familiar with how to find this show, blogtalkradio.com/Stardish is kind of home base for the show. You can listen to the show. You can download previous episodes of the show. You can leave comments. You can send emails. It really is mission control for Stardust Radio. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/Stardust. You can also find Joanne at iTunes. Just type in Stardust Radio in the iTunes Music Store search box. Scroll down to the podcast section. click on her logo. From there, you can download individual old episodes as podcasts. They're all there. Or you can subscribe to the show and have new episodes automatically download to your library the minute they're uploaded to the store. So we're all over the Internet. I'm Brandon's Buzz on Twitter, on Facebook. Joanne is Stardish Radio on Twitter, on Facebook. You can Google both of us, Google Brandon's Buzz, Google Stardish Radio, and you will find something that points you in all of our directions. And we appreciate you guys coming in our directions. We appreciate you guys finding us and listening to us. And we continue finding, hope you continue finding and listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
And I'm waiting. They're not hanging up.
No, obviously.
Want to call me right back?
Yeah.
This is Lisa Lo Cicero, Olivia Falconeri from General Hospital.
And Brandon Barash, Johnny Zakara from General Hospital.
Well, and hi, this is Megan Ward, and you're listening to Stardust
right
Radio.
Back. Okay.
Hi, this is Tyler Christopher, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Hi, this is William Sanderson on Stardust Radio.
Hi, this is Robin Strasser on Stardish. Let's dish.